I think the whole thing and the whole point of this all is just get started. Get started little by little, and things will start already being kind of like falling into automation.
Imagine living your normal day and getting your car fueled up on demand. Seriously, check out LA Startup Refill Fuel and enter code WeAreLATech for $10 off. That's Refill Fuel. It's amazing. Literally, you can be anywhere and have your gas totally topped off the tank and not even have to deal with it. No more gas stations. So go to refillfuel.com. That's refillfuel.com. Code WeAreLATech for $10 off. We could not do this without the community believing in our vision together. We Are LA Tech is independently funded by you, the community. So to support We Are LA Tech, go to patreon.com/WeAreLATech. That's patreon.com/WeAreLATech. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. You guys, I have a special treat for you today. Fabulous woman in tech here in LA that I had the blessing of meeting at Beach House Cowork. So excited. I begged for her to be on the show and she headed over from downtown LA telling me how to get from downtown beachside even quicker, which we will fill you in on as well. And now I have her in the studio to talk about email automation. And, you know, I love productivity. So she really has mastered utilizing software to become more efficient and trains people on how to do it the same and helps them implement it in their companies. I don't want to keep any more time away from you, Jennifer. Hello.
Hi. I love that intro.
So, Jennifer, go ahead and do the formal introduction of who you are.
Yeah, my name is Jennifer Nelson, and the company that I started is called Jenny Miranda Dot, which is just a version of my name.
And it's like your Sasha Fierce.
It's totally my Sasha Fierce, and I'm glad you said that because that's the story I give to people. I actually hated the name Jenny as a child, but then I called my company Jenny because I was like, you know what? That's how I'll do it. I'll go into the world with this name.
For you guys that don't know, Beyonce has like this alter ego that's this like Power Woman, and it goes by Sasha Fierce. And yeah,
okay. So I love that. I didn't have to explain it to you. I always have to explain it to someone else. Perfect. And yeah, so what I do is I work on email automation, marketing automation as a general whole. But email automation, which basically comes down to I help companies, mostly lean teams is how I like to describe it, automate their systems and their marketing systems. As we all know, marketing is a big job today. If you look any big company, there's like 20,000 roles for just for marketing alone because there's so many tools to use. And if we can make that a little bit easier, especially if we're lean teams, the way I say it is like let the machines do what they do best, which is basically repetitive things. We do that horribly. So why leave yourself doing that and leading yourself to mistakes, leading yourself to laziness and then you don't do it and let the bots do the job. So because this is an up and coming, I would say kind of like segment of marketing that's really entering everyone's space.
Yeah.
A lot of people either don't know about it, don't know how to do it, or just become like flustered when they're just like, there's so many different tools.
Yeah.
So I come in to just kind of digest it all with the team, show them what they can do, set it up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always say, and it's kind of like my joke, I'm like, you hire me so you can fire me. Because the whole point is I'm setting you up with these like marketing automations and then you're good. And you're done. Of course, you're going to call me for little things, but you're all set up.
Totally.
And you're productive, like you said.
Let's start from the beginning. First, I'd like to share again, what is your website? How can people cyberstalk you while they're listening to this conversation?
Yeah, so they can go to www.jennymiranda.com, and that's JennyMiranda.
And so take me to the beginning. First of all, why are you the person to solve this pain point for all the incredible startups in the city?
Yeah, so I've been in, I guess ever since I was a child, I always wanted to be in advertising. So, and that's what I did. I've been in the advertising space for about 15 years now. Most of my career was in the publishing space, actually. So traditional print. I was at the New York Times for years, as well as Tribune. And that's where I got my foundation into just the marketing world. And if you're at a print company, back when I was in the print company, basically it was like 2007 to 2013, everything changed right in front of my eyes. Where it was just like, okay, now we're doing digital. Now we're doing mobile. Now we're doing native content. So I got all of this learning at a very young age and got to just be nimble and learn things. And then I came to a point where I was like, okay, I'm ready to go to the startup ad tech space. because I was in the advertising department at the Times, but then I went into the ad tech space, and just that opened my world up to a lot of other things just that was happening in the fast paced moving world of advertising tech, and did that. So that was like the next 4 years of my life. So that was that stage. And then after that, I said, you know what, I want to go off on my own and just kind of figure out my path in this world. I still love advertising. Right. I still love tech, but where do I want to take it? And I kind of, I had a little soul searching. This was just last year, figuring out what I want to do and how I want to do it. That actually led me to a conference called Converted.
Yes. Wait.
Have you heard of
Converted
it?
Converted with Clay Collins?
With Clay Collins. Yeah, Lead Pages.
Wait, shut up. So I know Clay was at his wedding.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Minneapolis, yeah.
Oh my gosh. And Andrew Warner gave a whole speech on chatbots and stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he was. That was the conference I was at,
No way.
Well, I listened to Mixergy. Gosh, how'd that start? I was listening to Mixergy one day. He was like, oh, you should go to this conference
Mixergy
called Converted.
Mixergy is Andrew
Warner.
And so I introduced Clay and Andrew.
Oh, amazing.
That's
and so,
so
it was because
crazy.
Of Andrew Warner's Mixergy, I went to Converted, and that's when my life changed.
Oh my gosh, this is so cool.
And I met Andrew, I hung out with Andrew Warner at the conference.
Pieces, connections, this is like my mind is blown. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, okay, yes. So, and for you guys that don't know, definitely check out Mixergy. Mixergy is the leading site for business education online. It's absolutely incredible. So many people have made so much money by being educated about how to run a business and how to grow a business via Mixergy. Andrew Warner is one of the most authentic, genuine, hardworking people I know. He's amazing. And Clay Collins is amazing. He built a product called Lead Pages that I was so excited to see that he built. And now he's grown the company way past that. And I'm sure Jennifer can speak to that on the other products that he's built. But tell us, what is Converted? Like, why do people go? Is it? It's in Minneapolis, right?
It's in Minneapolis. Yeah. So it's held every year. So I'm going again this year in October. And it's a conference. It's for marketing.
Yeah.
It's either for people in marketing, consultants, or people who have a business and want to learn how to market their business. And really what it does, so yes, it's by Lead Pages. Lead Pages, if anyone doesn't know, it's a conversion tool. So the whole conference is about conversion. So there's keynote speakers, and it's from the ground up.
And you guys, most of you have gone to wearelatech.com, right? And you find that page that says to access the calendar, like, you know, enter your email here. Guess who powers that? Lead Pages. Yeah.
This is like a total advertisement for them.
No, it's true. Clay's dope and Lead Pages is dope.
It's great.
If you guys want to seriously have an Insta website in 1 second right now, just go to Lead Pages and like you could have your MVP, minimum viable product, up there in no time. Like it is such a useful tool. I personally use Lead Pages because like I believe in building relationships with the community. So like it doesn't help you or me if you just come and be a site visitor on a website. Like who cares about that? Like I want to be there in your journey, and you came because you need something, but you don't know how to get there. And so Lead Pages makes it possible for us to be connected.
Yeah, exactly. And most of my pages are Lead Pages.
Yeah.
And they're the most converting pages.
Yeah.
I don't even touch my website anymore. Like, I don't even edit those. I just use a Lead Page. I'm like, I need a pricing page. Let me go to my Lead Page.
Yeah. Am I supposed to say a thing right now? This is not a sponsored episode. Okay.
But I was at Converted last year and just listening to it, getting inspired because I was now like maybe 6 months into like being on my own.
Yeah.
Trying to really figure out what my path was and how I should just keep what I know, but be an entrepreneur.
And you were living in downtown LA at the time, too.
I was at that time. So all of last year, I was actually nomading it.
Okay, cool.
So I was between New York. I was in LA. At that point in time, I was back in New York before I was going down to Miami, which is my hometown. So I was a lot of places. Yeah. And I went to Minneapolis for that. And and so I was so inspired by that. And at that conference, they offered their inaugural drip certification course that they said,
crazy.
Hey, we're going to take a limited number of people who want to be a part of this.
Yeah.
It's their first ever. Drip was bought acquired by Lead Pages like earlier that year.
Yeah.
So still very new to the company.
Yeah.
And I had already been using Drip. So for me,
is Drip?
Oh, so sorry. So Drip is actually the tool that I'm certified in for email marketing automation. And it's an email platform. So you send your campaigns, you send your broadcasts. Mm-hmm. But what's very unique about it, so if anyone knows like a MailChimp, so put it in that same level, but just way, way, way better. And it does automation. And I'll explain what automation is in a little bit, but like it basically has the capability of just doing a really powerful automation system for you.
Cool.
And so I chose to be in that certification program, and it took about, you know, I think we didn't even start that program until February. That conference was in October. Yeah. But I did it, and I was intimidated at first. I was like, what are you doing? You never heard of this. And like, how are you going to do it? It was definitely very hard practicum that we had to go through. But then once I completed it, I was like, oh my God, I love this. So that's how it all became.
I used to be a part of Clay's mastermind program. So I could only imagine, and they were amazing. We'd fly to Vegas and have these brain shares. So I could only imagine that like this drip certification was just the same quality of anything else that Clay does. He does it with excellence and makes sure that there's insanely high value being delivered.
Yeah, it was really good. I don't think I've ever been that stressed as an adult for 2 weeks straight just when I was taking the practicum. So it was definitely
so
very
cool.
stressful.
So cool. And so when did you make LA your home base?
So I made LA my home base December 31st, 2016. So literally, basically January of this year.
That's awesome. And why'd you pick downtown LA?
So last year I was here for a month. And at that point, I just came straight to straight to Koreatown because I did an Airbnb. I was like, that looks perfect.
Yeah.
And I went to K-Town. And that was great because it allowed me to go to downtown whenever. Yeah. I didn't even know about downtown because every time I had been to LA, it's like no one went downtown. And it had been like at least 10, 15 years since I've been to LA. So I didn't really know that downtown was popping.
Yeah.
So I was going a lot to Santa Monica, Venice. And then I think there was a WeWork event that was happening downtown. So I went to that and I was like, wow, downtown has a lot going on.
Yeah.
And then WeWork had actually given me a week free space to work out of their offices. So then I stayed there and kind of just hung out and really liked the vibe. And also so someone coming from New York, Manhattan, New York, tall buildings, walkable, just everything's near you. Five Walgreens down to anywhere you go. I was just like, you know what? I'm coming from New York. I don't have a car. I want to be mobile. And downtown LA is like kind of just becoming that it place. Right. So I chose it because of that and happy I did.
Yeah, downtown is a super cool area.
Yeah.
So speaking of resources in LA, when we moved to LA and in order to integrate into the community, we got to meet because of Work Party.
Yeah.
And so Work Party is a super cool thing in LA. It's like pop-up co-working. Happens at all the different, tons of different venues. It was happening at the Founder's House for a while in Venice, Playa del Rey. And then the most recent one was at Beach House Cowork. I know there's pop-up co-working at Podshare in Venice. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience with Work Party and how you even discovered them?
Yeah. So that's also like an addition of what I was doing last year. So when I was here last year, I found out about Work Party. And I went down to just check it out and work out of the space for a while. And so Aiden, the founder, he's great. And he has you go in. At that point, it was at his space. And there were about, 20 of us just sitting, between, some of us were upstairs, some of us were downstairs, some of us were outside. And you work for at least the first hour. You get there at 9, 10 o'clock. And then he does a breakout session at 11. So you can stretch and just kind of play and get to know each other and present what you do.
Yeah.
And I love that concept. Yeah. And so I had only attended one or two sessions before I went back to New York last year. But last week when I met you basically was when I wanted to reconnect with Aiden.
And so Work Party, you guys definitely check it out. It's Work Party without the vowels. So WRKPRTY.com, I think. It's awesome. And it's a really, really productive, efficient space. And it's done in a really collaborative way. So you're being really productive, but you also have moments to network and connect with other people. I love it. So Jennifer, why do people go to you? Like someone's listening right now and they're like, I know I have to do a ton more marketing and email and I'm one person trying to build a startup and it's really overwhelming. Why are you a solution to their growth?
So There's three different ways that people come to me. So one of the main ways and the way I is the person who has already been educated or maybe they've been listening to webinars or they've just been having someone hammer in their head that email is your closest to converting tool that you can have, marketing tool. So social media is great, but it's not. Doesn't bring you as much conversions as email. Email is your own data, right?
Totally.
If you have 10,000 subscribers on your list, that's your own data. If Facebook decides to shut down, you lose everything you had with Facebook. So someone has to know that in order to understand that email is important to them. If they don't know that, then there's a little bit of a learning curve. So usually when the person has hit that point, they'll come to me saying, okay, I know I need email, but I don't know how to set this up.
Yeah.
I don't know which tools to start with.
Right.
And I do want to get automated because I remember the days when I was sending out a monthly blast and people would unsubscribe and it was annoying because I'd always have to think of what to like push out.
Yeah.
And so they come with that pain point already that they know that they know with email. So that's kind of like the core bucket of why people come to me. And then there's some people who come to me mostly from like an educational standpoint where they're just like, I don't even know why I need email or automation. And it's just kind of from the question of what is automation? Sounds cool. Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
It sounds like I can be more productive with automation. And that's another way that people come to me. And yeah, so because I kind of handle everything from a consultation standpoint of like, let's look at the big picture and what we need. And then let's figure out how we can build some workflows for you. That's usually how the process starts.
And how many companies have you done this with so far?
So far, I've probably at about 20 to 25. Five companies.
So you did a little bit of practice there.
Yeah.
like you kind of know what you're doing.
Yes, I kind of know what I'm doing. And then some of those are repeated customers too.
That's awesome. And so what LA tech company or startup have, or even tech talent have you come across lately who have really impressed you?
In general? So not even like one that I've worked with? Let me see. Good question. There's a lot here in LA. And this is a little less of a specific company.
Right.
I guess it'll be more down to a conversation I was having not too long ago. He was talking to me about the upcoming, where things are going with not only Bitcoins, but blockchains. It was a fintech event that I went to, and that was just kind of a whole new light for me because obviously I'm always at marketing things, I'm always at ad tech things, and I always kind of, I know all of those.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one was just like, I want to know what everyone's going to do with these blockchains.
Right, right.
And he was just, the conversation was mostly about how that's going to really, the main category of industry that that's going to get into is like real estate and how it can just, because it's, I can't really explain it in many words, but I think it's just more so of kind of a intranet community making things kind of correct or something.
Totally.
I don't know. So his name was Ray, and I met him at a fintech event in downtown LA.
That's perfect, because actually the next question I was going to ask you is, what event or event do you feel like is a must-go to in LA in order to become more connected in the community, or something that you just think was really well done?
So one of the more well-done events that I've been to, so, and this is probably overused a lot, but Expert Dojo.
Oh,
I feel like everyone's
cool
gone
resource.
There, and I'm going to one like next week. But yeah, last year was one of my first events with them, and it was just awesome, and a lot of just good different people that I've met. And so when I, so it's kind of the one of the ones that I know if I go, it's going to be a good mix of people.
Yeah.
And I go to a lot sometimes, so I try to go to new ones every time.
Totally. Expert Dojo. You guys definitely have to check out Expert Dojo. They provide resource that a lot of times is comped for the community in order to grow, and then they help. You just got to reach out to them. They help you grow, and then they grow with you. And I don't know their exact like metrics or how they function, but they come from a really good place, and a lot of people have a lot of great things to say. And speaking of events, we have the We Are LA Tech mobile app that has a calendar of all events, or you go to the website, as you guys know, see all the events there. So definitely, if you have an iPhone, grab that. If you have an Android, go to wearelatech.com/android, and you'll be in our private beta. Yeah, it's like the easiest way to keep posted on what all the LA Tech organizers are doing. Yeah. Jennifer, you're rad.
Awesome.
If you had one ask of the community, what would that ask be?
I'll say this. So I actually have a automation tax code that people can tax if they want to
rad.
Just see exactly how like my automation
lead
works.
Digits?
I do. Of course I do. Like, why wouldn't I? And then you'll see my whole
Clay.
Automation flow.
Clay, I hope you're listening to this one. Yeah.
Everyone can text LA Tech to 44222, and they'll be able to be streamlined into a 5-day series, basically teaching you everything that you need to know about automation.
Amazing. Another amazing thing about lead pages and lead digits, since this is just in drip, since this has just been a celebratory episode on everything them, is the co-founder is a woman. Woman in tech, Tracy Simmons. She's absolutely amazing. And she is just such an inspiring project manager, like efficient, just like driven force of nature. I can't say enough good things about Tracy. She's been so supportive of me in my growth. And I think it is just the coolest story. How I'm going to share this actually for a second, because I think it demonstrates how anything's possible. Tracy, if I remember correctly, was a customer of Clay at one of his early marketing programs. And then she was so enthusiastic and such an executor in being a part of what Clay was creating. Clay couldn't help but like want to create a business partnership, and it became this natural organic evolution of them being co-founders. Now Tracy is a co-founder of a significant tech company because she started out as someone passionate and someone who executed and moved toward, you know, showing up in life. And, you know, a lot of times we feel like if we just like hold a book to our head, the information is going to flow in, or, you know, if we just purchase the product, the magically something's going to happen. And really the thing that makes something happen is execution. And so Tracy's a perfect example of someone that literally executed and then ended up with their wildest dreams.
I love it. Yeah I love that story. Yeah. And that's true. So true about execution and just doing it.
Yeah.
Like if I didn't do it, nothing would have happened. Waiting for perfect never happens.
Totally.
I guess in general, I'll say this, and I say this to a lot of people just kind of saying, well, like, what's this deal? Like, why automation and what's this deal with it? And I always say this, it's coming. It's coming for us. And in the marketing world, I think it's going to be like a game changer and just like help us all. Because like I said earlier, like let the bots do what they do best. Some of these things that we're doing, it's so crazy. There's social media. There's all of these tools that are coming out. There's so many tools actually. Yeah. And like we've talked about lead pages today, but that's just like one out of like 50 of their competitors. So there's so many. I think the whole thing and the whole point of this all is just get started little by little, and things will start already being kind of like falling into automation. Like it's not too complex. You probably already have some things automated. Your calendar to book these podcast interviews, that's an automation already. Like have, you know, get see what you can automate in your life. Like just write things down, write down whatever your process is, things that you do all, you know, repetitively each day. And then like
100%
start.
I'm so in people, you know, I just got interviewed by Success Magazine this morning and they asked me like about outsourcing. I've even like outsourced my love life. And I was like, the first thing that I want to be very clear about is outsourcing to me means outsourcing the things I'm either not that great at or that I just can't stand doing. And outsourcing does not mean just to India. It means outsourcing to a tool, like a piece of software. It could mean someone in the States. It could mean someone abroad. So I think what you're talking about is really become a master of delegation, because the only way that you can grow to the place that you want to grow to is you're not doing everything yourself. If you're calling Jennifer and having Jennifer set up the systems for you to automate like a huge marketing campaign so that you could stay focused on building the product at hand and know that like you're still letting the community know what's going on with your product and things that exist and you're continuing to deliver the value. For instance, how do you guys know what events are going on in LA if like we're not continuously like sharing what events are going on in LA? You know, it's like useful information. And so, but you know, it can't always just be a person behind it posting all the time. So happens with events in LA, I do manually post it all the time, but we are thinking about automating that in the newsletter. So yes, and there's a ton of other things that we do automate. So thank you, Jennifer, so much. Yeah. How can people connect with you?
So they can reach out to me with my email address. So jennifer@jennymiranda.com. I'm also on Twitter, J Miranda Nelson. And like I said, that text that I gave earlier, LA Tech to 44222, that'll also get you into my inbox.
I love it. And you guys, if you want to collaborate with more incredible people in the LA Tech community, know that you can go to wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP. There's over 800 extraordinary people in there ready to support and celebrate you. And I finally created the We Are LA Tech t-shirt shop. I know all you guys keep messaging me on Twitter, where can I get the We Are LA Tech t-shirt? You can go to wearelatech.com/shop and you can get the t-shirt there. I will talk to you guys, see you guys, tweet you guys later. Bye. We Are LA Tech is independently funded by the community. We couldn't make this happen without your support. If you too want to contribute to We Are LA Tech and see us making the podcast, building the mobile apps, creating the events year after year, consider contributing at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/wearelatech. Thank you. We appreciate you.